ladies and gentlemen.
Drew.
Dad, yes.
Yep. I know you haven't hit record yet. Is Sam
I'm about to, because I feel like you're about to say something important.
Oh, I can, okay. I really don't want to interrupt the beginning, so. But is Sam on the phone yet?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got
my voice is a little raspy. I'm battling some poor air quality from the Oregon wildfires.
Oh, you have Oregon wildfires?
Yeah, just like how the Canadian ones travel to the Oregon ones are traveling to us.
I feel like the Canadian ones go further to us. But, Drew, Sam is on Fantasy Football Suicide Watch. So we're going to have to carve out some time.
I mean, I we'll get to fantasy football at some point, obviously.
I know, but we have to carve out some before we started.
Well, what's the K-Fan segment? Like the vent line or whatever? Like we need Sam as one of those today.
I know. I felt like I already had that with him. But
I felt bad saying it. Well, one, I didn't say anything because I was out doing something. And then halfway through the conversation, I realized I was on the verge of being 6-0 across my three leagues, so I felt bad saying something. But I don't put it on the podcast because we have to.
I just want to make sure we carve out enough time, so that's why I wanted to catch you before you hit record and we start the show.
No,
and
that's
Well, since we're not on the air yet, is your roommate at a Yankee game?
She is.
Okay.
Can I be honest? Well, of course I can be honest with you. That's all we do on the show is be honest.
You're right.
Sometimes at our own detriment.
Right.
Sunday. I spent my Sunday last kind of, summer weekend. There's a really cool concert venue out here on Long Island. It's like in a state park right by.
Zach Brown Band was there, I heard.
Yes.
I was going to go.
So we went to the beach, then we went to the concert. But we're literally walking to the beach. We got there early to go to the beach.
Okay.
And my roommate gets a call, and the person on the other line of the phone is, hey, my friend has tickets to the Yankees game. He's not going to use them. Do you and Drew want them? Tuesday evening. She goes, do you want the tickets to the Yankee game? They're really good seats, blah, 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 whatever. I looked at her, and I think for the first time in my life, I turned down sports tickets. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
That does explain some of the questions, because one, we thought it was weird that she wasn't there with you. And it's very clear that the person she is there with is part of the tribe.
Yeah, that's true. That is her across. That's her Connor Bonk, is how I would describe it.
Oh,
across
okay.
The street neighbor, grew up together.
I didn't know
Connor was her and another coworker. No, I meant more a relationship comparison was my point.
Oh, okay. Sam, did you get any of that?
I got it. I did see the photo of Drew's roommate at the Yankee game. I was a little surprised, but I'm more proud. To be honest,
I didn't.
How do you know? Like, what did you see that tipped you off? Has she posted something?
What did I see?
Or what did somebody see?
The person I live with saw it on, I'm sure, the gram.
I haven't really been on the gram, so that would make sense.
She posted a picture with her Israeli friend. No. Wait, hold on, please. What? The friend was in the picture. Okay, the friend was not in the... I'm getting yelled at for
something. Now, how do you know then? That's even more impressive.
She wrote her friend's name.
Oh, yeah. No, the name isn't for sure.
Which is not that pertinent to the story.
I will not reveal this person's name on the show. That is something we will take hold of, but...
Is she horrified by this?
At home, it's, I don't think she listens, but just to, protect...
Okay. Well...
Let's just say it might as well be like Schwarzenberg.
Well, I was going to say, they can probably... There's one of five guesses.
Yeah.
Bird,
it's
spot on. You're absolutely right. That's her neighbor. She went to the game. Yeah, no. I didn't even think twice about it. I went through the variables in my head. I was like, Tuesday night.
No.
A crappy Yankees team with nothing to play for. I got to go all the way to the Bronx. I don't particularly like Yankee Stadium. I said no. And
you know,
then she gets back on the phone with her ticket broker, and a few people listening to the show will find this funny. She goes, no, we can't go. She made up some story. Drew has a work thing. He's not going to be able to get out of it, which was a lie. She just was basically saying, I don't want the tickets. Her ticket broker, I'll let you assume who that is, goes, well, I'll just give them to you anyways, and you can figure it out.
Oh.
Well, That's gonna be awkward.
He sends her four tickets, and she's like, "What am I gonna do with four tickets if you don't want to go?" So she only ended up going using three of them, but he declined the tickets, and we're still given the tickets, which is not surprising.
No.
I hope the ticket broker doesn't listen to the show.
I was just gonna say we're not divulging the name of the one person, but we were gonna cover up the ticket broker's name.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna do that. Trust me, the ticket broker does not listen.
Yeah.
He did have a work commitment. I mean, recording the show is about as big of a commitment as there is.
Yeah, I mean we don't get paid, but we could if I chose to.
I feel like we used to.
We did for a while. I earned myself about $20. I didn't cut you guys in on that. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. I meant way back when we started the show 21 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that too. No, I meant Anchor. Through Anchor.
I don't know if people realize
that. It all goes to charity, though, guys. Remember?
Yeah, it goes to charity.
It's my production fee.
Do you think people realize that we had a sponsor at one point, like a beer company?
The loyal ones do.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's our 20th anniversary of doing the show.
It was never Bud Light, if that's important to me. Which I think it might be.
No, there's a field named after it. Is it still a Coors Field? I don't even know anymore.
It is, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
They change so often.
I know. I think I'm quite confident it is, though. We're Corona for a little bit. Corona's a pretty
Corona.
Agnostic. Like, everyone loves Corona. What are we talking? Oh, the Yankee game. Yeah, I declined the tickets, which I genuinely don't think I've ever done in my life until now. But I was like, what do I care? I think they're playing Toronto. Like, who's okay? I mean, they're good. I shouldn't say okay.
I guess they could play spoiler.
Yeah, do I care enough to play spoiler for Toronto? No. They're also they're a worse offense. They're like one of the worst. Not Toronto. The Yankees like one of the worst offenses in the league. The game's like 4-1. Like, why am I gonna? It's a beautiful night here. Don't get me wrong. Actually,
So I don't want to make you guys.
Perhaps
are we on the air
last
yet?
Thing, yeah, we are now. Last thing I'll say, and this may be a bizarre take. I think if they were Mets tickets, I would have said yes.
All right.
And it's like Citi Field so much more.
I enjoyed Citi Field. You guys don't have to give me the answer now, but I'm going to need it maybe by the end of the show, unless I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. But Thursday night, I'm going to need your help, both of your help. More like the person I live with. And I don't like bragging, but I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa Thursday night. Actually, I stand corrected.
Place bets.
I'll be in Altoona, Iowa.
Why did I think that was in Indiana or like Pennsylvania?
There's probably both. Oh, there is an Altoona, Pennsylvania, I think.
Because there's a minor league baseball team there.
Yeah, there is but Altoona, Iowa. Okay. Like I said, I don't like bragging, but no, that's true. And there is a sports book, so I'm going to need help because I don't know it.
Well, that'll be a great one.
The Altoona Curve, for those curious, the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Go ahead, Sam.
What, Sam?
I was going to say that's a great warm-up for me because I'll be in Vegas on Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, slow down a second. One.
I told you this a while back.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
When did you tell me this?
I told you a while back, but you probably didn't remember the date.
What's the occasion?
Just me and some college buddies in Vegas.
I have breaking twins.
And it's not like you have to stay. Like, it's not close enough to go and come back, right? Like, you're staying.
Oh yeah, we're staying.
Okay.
Two things. One, if you're a Twins fan, Royce Lewis is out the rest of the year. They just had to take him out from an at bat, and he's very upset. So good luck to you Twins fans. But I thought the first time you went to Vegas, it was supposed to be with me.
You've never asked me to go to Vegas.
What?
I think Drew can back me up there. I don't think you've ever asked us to go to Vegas.
Of course I have.
I have to assume he has, but I don't recall a specific time. So I'm sort of siding with both of you there, which I know is not
that's
the
blast,
right thing to do.
Blast me.
I don't remember Dad ever asking it, but it would shock me if he never did. But I don't listen to like half of that.
So. I promised to go to my WrestleMania with you is my first time. That's about it.
All right. I think you should have been going to Vegas with me first, but you'll have to report.
Well, I mean, hey, there's still time for you to book a flight. We have a couple rooms at the Venetian. You can have one of the beds.
You're staying at the Venetian?
Yep.
That's not
bad. The Venetian's very nice. The rooms are great.
Yeah.
That's where the conference I go to is.
Yeah, Venetian's nice.
Although I believe I stayed in the Palazzo, not the Venetian, but they're connected.
I texted Dad last year, and I said, "Where should I stay in Vegas? We're booking a trip, and you gave me a couple options. I remember that.
That's true, but you didn't go.
Well, this is now we're going.
Oh, okay. Are you guys two things?
I will say, hold on, talking to Sam. Small tip. The Venetian Casino is okay. Yep. The Palazzo Casino, they're connected. There's a small, there's just a walk, kind of a walkway, almost mini mall kind of thing in between them. The Palazzo Casino, much nicer.
Yeah, I'm
good to know. There also is the Venetian Sportsbook is about 5 feet from the blackjack table, so.
Yes. There is no sportsbook in the Palazzo.
No.
That is true. The sportsbook is in the Venetian. It's right by the blackjack in the Venetian. But the Palazzo is a much nicer casino if you're just looking to go play craps, roulette, blackjack.
I highly recommend the Caesars sportsbook. I highly recommend Caesars.
There's also that outdoor sportsbook now.
At the pool?
It's called Stadium Swim. Yeah, like a full outdoor pool sports book. It's pretty cool.
I think you have to get some huge. You probably need reservations and stuff. Royce Lewis is out for the year, by the way.
We'll figure. I mean, the Saturday college football slate, we could not have picked a better weekend to go. So we're excited.
That's true.
Yeah. I actually was going to say, I'm already looking ahead to Thursday. More for you, Dad. I know Sam will do his research. You got Giants at 49ers. Niners are -9.5. Over-unders 44.5. So just start to chew on that a little bit.
I mean, I got it. Yeah, okay.
I had an absolutely horrible beat, too, but we can lump it in with the...
Oh, I was going to ask you guys about, too. When we get to it, remind me to ask you about the Rams kicking the field goal. Clearly, that was related to sports betting. You know what I'm talking about? Why would you do that?
10 points, I mean...
They need to score 10 points. There was 1 second left.
Yeah, I don't know. Take the point... Point differential, either way, maybe. I don't know.
It was impossible for them to win either way. So
right. So why not? So it's clearly sport. And then I have other breaking.
No, but point differential matters at points throughout the season, or not points throughout the season, in the tiebreaker scenario. So probably just trying to bring that down a little bit.
I do have other breaking news, and this is a fantasy football tip, and we can talk more about it later, but I'll forget to tell you. If you have Odell Beckham Jr., I would drop him the second you hear this, because he's hanging out with Kim Kardashian, and I don't see it ending well. There's a tip. Now, I'm just saying. She's been known to destroy careers.
Also make them, in the case of Chris Humphries.
Well, her own. Yeah, Chris Humphries has hands.
Nobody would know who that guy is except for the three of us and a handful of other idiots in Minnesota.
And the people that eat at the, restaurant's the wrong word. Five Guys, yeah. It's Five
but
Guys.
He only has that because of Kim, to your point. Let me introduce the show officially. I have two very random things I want to bring up and start with before we get into football. I think we got to get baseball another week or two to really let the playoffs.
Well, I'm telling you, Royce Lewis is out. He's done.
I saw that. I didn't look great, but I will see.
He's out for the year.
Well, there's not much of the year left, so it's entirely possible.
Yeah. Well, they can afford to lose their best player, so go ahead.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to him. Were you going to say something? Otherwise, I'm going to go.
No, I'm waiting for you.
So you've listened to the first, let's call it 10, 15 or so minutes of the show. That's a short preview of what coming. I hope so. It'd be weird if they weren't and just started now. I don't really know why you would do that. So thank you all for tuning in. You found us one way or another, but we are available on all of your favorite podcast streaming services. So find us there, follow, like, subscribe. But way more important than that is you can find us as part of the WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio family that is in the Twin Cities area. You can find us live on that channel, 94.1 FM, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Central, Sunday, bright and early, 1 a.m. That's Saturday heading into Sunday. Sunday, 1 a.m. You can also find us streaming live or on demand on WFNU.org or on demand on the WFNU mobile app. Go check out the App Store. Find that out. You'll know when you find it. Search WFNU Their logo is a little frog in the middle of a record. You'll see it. We are one of just a ton of great shows, podcasts, whatever they want to call themselves, no matter what it is. It's great content. So go check out other shows on the network. Support the station. And the cream of the crop, as Randy Savage would like to say, follows us at 8 a.m. Central on Saturday.
Did Randy Savage ever say that?
You don't remember that promo he did where he like had the mini creams that he kept pulling out of wherever, and he'd be like, the cream of the crop. The cream rises to the top, maybe, or is what he said.
I remember.
That was a deep cut for those wrestling fans out there. But anyways,
are there Coach Myers, we got a bunch.
Yeah. It's a funny 2 minutes. Just Google YouTube Randy Savage cream of the crop. It's a pretty funny 2 minute wrestling bit. Wrestling was all the buzz. We got to talk about that too while we're on the topic. But before, like I said, 8 a.m. on Saturday and multiple times throughout the week, Connor's Corner. He just had a huge live show from Canterbury, which we talked about last week. What's he got going on now?
Well, good news, bad news. If you missed the good or the huge show from Canterbury, you'll be able to hear it again right after this show, because yesterday, Friday, see what I did there? We did not have a new show because, ironically, Katie is in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
So Katie's in Vegas. I can find out where she stayed. You see where I'm going with this, Sam? It's weird. Because she was in Vegas on Friday, so we couldn't do the show. But that's actually in 4 days. So do the weird... I meant to do the weird math there. Do you follow what I'm saying? Is anyone on the line here?
I got a little stuck in time travel, but I think I know what you're saying.
So
that
Friday's show, which was yesterday, if you're listening to this on the station, Katie was in Vegas. Ironically, you're going to Vegas. I think the cat's out of the bag.
This is too confusing to follow.
Yeah, you and Katie are both in Vegas at the same time. If you're going this weekend, I don't know.
Maybe I'll run into her.
Yeah, well,
there's
not
a lot of people there, so probably.
No, that's true.
It's pretty quiet.
It's not. You randomly run into people all the time. All right. Well.
That's just because most of them take up a lot of space.
I know. I'll just cap off my Friday for you two. I will be attending the Saints game, front row behind home plate, for $26 total.
You can see half the Twins lineup.
I know that's. Well, we missed fireworks.
We got so many guys doing rehab assignments there right now.
Yeah, we missed fireworks last time. So, but anyways, all right. So, forget no more baseball talk. Wherever you want to go.
I have two strange things, not strange, but two sort of.
Can I say one thing first before, because I'll forget? I'm super old.
Yes.
Sam, did you hear about Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods' new place?
Let's hear about it.
Big sports bar, New York City. I'm gonna guess you'll never be able to get in there, but Drew, have you heard about it?
I did hear about it. It's not your roommate already asked me about it. It's not particularly super duper close. To me, I mean, it's not that far. It's New York. It's like Times Square, but like east another few blocks. So not super close, but I'll probably try to go at some point. I'm definitely gonna give it a few months. It looks pretty big, and it also looks like it has golf simulators and bowling lanes. So I assume if you really want to get in, you just reserve those and you'll be fine.
Allegedly, it's gonna be open by the time the Ryder Cup happens, whenever that is.
Yeah. I will see. I mean, it looks almost, this is going to be a weird comment, but like, I get it's got the golf simulators, but like, it looks too nice. Like, it doesn't look like a comfortable place to go watch.
Well, it seems like, it seems like that'd be a place for the suburbs. I don't know. The New York City.
Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. It doesn't really have a New York City vibe to it.
20,000 square feet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole city block, I think they said.
God, I wonder how they can afford it.
Also, why are those two guys, like, why those two?
Justin Timberlake, I call him JT, very big golfer, huge golfer.
Yeah, but still, like.
What's the only thing I can think of?
Pairing.
Tiger Woods, not such a big golfer anymore, so I don't know. I mean, how's he going to do it? NSYNC's getting back together.
Well, it's probably all he's cross-promoting.
Are we going on the tour?
For you old and time I sake? And Sam?
Yeah, for old time's sake. I've been to the NSYNC concert before with you.
I know.
We were in the newspaper.
See him again.
I mean, weren't we?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have three random things, because I also do want to put a PSA out there for all you Netflix watchers. I don't know if we talked about it on the show at all. I know we texted about it. I guess, biography or documentary, I want to look at it, about Mike Veeck, who is the... What, does he own the Saints, I guess? I don't know if he still does.
Mike Veeck.
Is it Veeck or Veeck? I always mix it up.
It's Veeck, but...
Well, it's two E's, which is weird.
Yeah, it's Veeck, though.
But didn't he own a different team, or he managed a different team before the Saints?
Like, he owned a ton of different minor league teams. Charles,
and his dad did for a while, too, right? That's where
his dad owned the White Sox.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah, not minor league teams. His dad owned a team.
I'm so embarrassed right now, Sam.
Why?
Well, that's why we got to watch the documentary.
Well, that's the thing. I watched Netflix for the very first time in my life, and I did watch a documentary, which is, I thought, what Drew was about to talk about, called Wrestlers, about Ohio.
Oh, that's supposed to be pretty good, too.
I watched the entire thing. I binge-watched it. Ohio Valley Wrestlers. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, welcome to Netflix, though, binge-watching something. No.
Yeah.
Mike Veeck, there's a documentary out. I can't figure out. I've only seen trailers. If it's, he's in the title. It's called, like, Mike Veeck, the Saint of Second Chances.
Right.
So I thought it was about the Saints at first, but now I'm realizing I think it's about him more than the Saints, but it's all obviously connected.
Best friends with Bill Murray. He's best friends with Bill Murray.
Yeah, I'm sure that's in there. Anyways, back to your Saints commentary, you sitting behind home plate. That documentary came out today. I very strongly recommend everyone go watch it. I haven't seen it, but it's an interesting story.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you guys watch SportsCenter much anymore these days.
Not very often.
Yeah. Scott Van Pelt does the late, like the 11, like the post Monday Night Football Sports Center, basically, let's call it.
Yep.
Bad beats.
He does bad beats. He does a handful of things. One thing he does is he calls it the best thing I saw today.
I've seen that.
Fun story, whatever. I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I want to tell you guys about the worst thing I saw today or this week, because it's been a week since we've
recorded. All right. I'm ready.
And I have two of them, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on it.
Okay.
The first. Do we all remember Matt Moore, the reliever that was waived by the Angels and subsequently picked up?
I thought you were talking about the Matt Moore show, the quarterback.
No, I wish. I wish I was talking about the Matt Moore
show. Is he the lefty?
He's the lefty, yes.
Okay, yep.
Well, he was just waived by Cleveland.
Oh.
And now that means he is ineligible for the postseason. So one of the two worst things I saw today.
Did someone pick him up?
Yes, Miami, but he can only pitch the rest of the regular season.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So one of the worst things I saw today is how both the Angels and Cleveland absolutely screwed that guy because he should have never been waived in the first place. Now, he wouldn't have made the playoffs. But he was waived as part of a money-saving scheme after being probably one of their two or three best relievers all year. Then he was picked up by a team that never really had a chance. I don't know why they felt they did, because we're not very good, but they were never going to catch us. And I think if you watched Cleveland at all this year, that was pretty obvious. They didn't even have the decency to hold on to him because they're pinching pennies. So they waived him. And now a legit back of the bullpen arm has not only had to move twice in 2 months to crap teams, and literally across the country, he went from LA to Cleveland to Miami.
There is a silver lining.
Well, he's in Miami.
Yeah. Could have been.
He now can't pitch in the playoffs, and that sucks. And he doesn't deserve that. That's a bad.
Is Miami going to make? Oh, they have a chance.
They're right on the edge. They're on the razor's edge, as they would say.
Wow.
They're playing the Mets tonight, ironically. So that's one. Thoughts on that at all? Just about the whole situation. And I think waivers in general is messed up. They got to figure that out.
Wait, so is he not allowed to play because it's a second team, or
no? Because it was past the deadline. So close to the
postseason.
You have to be on a roster, a team's roster by September 1st to be eligible. You have to be on the 40-man by September 1st. So even though he just joined the team late, it doesn't matter. He wasn't on the roster by September 1st, so he cannot play in the postseason.
That seems not fair.
I think, like, technically, if someone gets hurt, he can replace them, but that's it.
Well,
I'm not sure if that's even
true. It is. I don't know if that is true for this situation. For example, if Royce Lewis is out for the playoffs, we could add a guy who's not on our 40-man to replace him. Now, I don't know if the same is true here with a waiver scenario.
I think we got enough guys. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's – well, I mean, my thoughts, I guess, he's super rich and he's going to Miami. But other than that, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, but his family's probably still in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, I mean –
Well, he can go back to his family sooner.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good silver lining, Sam.
He could turn it down and say, I'm not going.
I don't think you can. It's a waiver claim.
You probably can't.
His ERA is sub-3 this year. He was the best one out of all those guys that got waived. And now he can't pitch the postseason.
No. And you can't blame the Twins because they've got the thing wrapped up, so they would do him no good, or he would do
that. Well, he couldn't pitch for us. It wouldn't matter.
No, I agree.
My biggest issue is not the fact that he can't pitch in the postseason because some team's trying to save some money.
I think it doesn't. It shouldn't matter when you pick some. I mean, it obviously there's rules, but yeah, I think it's a dumb rule. As long as the season, I mean, if you pick someone up before the season ends, you should be able to play him in the playoffs. That's stupid.
Yeah, they're trying to guard against teams getting.
I get no trade
benefiting from what the Angels did, but there has to be a way to figure it out.
Someone's gonna benefit from. I mean, Cleveland could have benefited from it if they would have. If Cleveland would have played, and we're not talking baseball, if Cleveland would have played 500, they would have won the division with those guys. So, I mean,
they wouldn't have, but.
Well, whatever. If they would have played decent, they would have won the division.
Yeah, of course.
They're awful. And those guys would have been eligible. But so to your sort of your point, I mean, someone would have or very easily could have benefited from it. So why not? Who cares when it happens?
Right. That's my
opinion. Yeah, no, I agree. It's
just like if they waived him a week later, it's okay. Or like 2 days later, it's okay. But it just seems arbitrary. Okay, that's one. Yeah, Number two, and I think you guys may have more thoughts on this. Are you aware of the Iowa offensive coordinator's contract stipulations?
No.
So let me break it down for you. Iowa, historically bad offensively, correct?
Correct.
I want to get the names right because it's a father and a son.
Oh, and they ran the score up.
Yes, that's where I'm going with this. Kirk Ferentz is the head coach.
Yeah.
And Brian Ferentz is the offensive coordinator. So Brian Ferentz was hired as the offensive coordinator after last season. They fired the offensive coordinator. Everyone was mad. Like, you can't just hire your son. He's been on the staff. The whole point was to, like, fix the stupid offense that sucks and has for forever. So part of his contract stipulation is they have to win a certain number of games. I don't remember what it is. I'm finding it quickly. I think it's 7. They have to win 7 games or they can fire him. And the team has to average at least 25 points throughout the season. Their current average after this past week is 28. So they're not over that by much.
First of all, that's such a – okay.
Stupid. So – what they did against poor Western Michigan, there are 30 seconds left in the game.
That's what
it is. It is 4th and goal from the 2-yard line. The score is 34-10 Iowa. And not only do they they don't just kick a field goal to score a couple points. No. They run the ball on 4th and goal from the 2.5-yard line with 30 seconds left, up 24. And I don't care what you tell me about who scored the touchdown, this, that, the other, don't quit. It is 100% because that guy is out there saving his job. And there are two things I have a problem with that for. One, he's risking injuries to every player on that field just to save his own job. And two, those points shouldn't count.
No.
In any normal scenario, you would not do what he did. So why should that go towards his total? I
got
so irrationally angry about it. It was so stupid.
It's not like they're automatically firing him if he doesn't get it. I mean,
no, I think they are.
Mean to tell me if they win 7 games but they don't average 25 points, he's getting fired?
That's my understanding of the contract.
Wow.
I haven't read the whole thing.
It also is a very dumb contract to begin with, and I don't know how that's legal.
Of course it is. But he got it because his dad's the head coach. Now, like I would like to think it's exactly what it is. Can you imagine if a poor Western Michigan like nose tackle got rolled up on the 1 yard line and like ended his college career because of this idiot?
Those teams, it did happen. Well, they play him because they get paid. But yeah, that's ridiculous.
Or that was probably scheduled way before any of this happened. Like, it's just. Now, I like to think if either of us needed something in our contract and you had the power to do that, you would probably just say you don't deserve the job. That's probably where the fairness is should deal with it.
I
it made me mad. I don't really know what else to say.
No, that's ridiculous.
Also, it is. I don't know if I'd sign that contract to begin with.
Like, his dad's really going to fire him? I guess he has to, but that's very strange.
I think that was the whole thing. They were like, you're never going to fire your kid. So, like, don't hire your kid. And he's like, no, I'll fire him if A and B don't happen.
A lot of schools would like to have the success that Iowa's had. So, I mean, while we're talking about this.
But I think their shtick. Yeah.
Right.
Their shtick, similar to the complaints we have, is like, if you just fix, you know, if you just put a little bit more emphasis and effort into the offense, like, you could be a perennial true contender.
Okay.
And he's like, no, I'm just gonna let my kid keep coaching.
So here's my question. It fits perfect. A lot of colleges have controversies because of situations like this, or maybe the head coach sucks. Not our team that sucks. We have controversies because, God forbid, we wore black uniforms. I must have missed something, Sam. Can you help me understand what the big controversy is with this?
With the Gophers uniforms?
Yeah. I mean, there are people upset because we wore black?
Yes, you're sitting about 20 feet away from one.
Really? Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
I was going to say, you also are the same person. I agree with you.
I like the black.
Who ripped into the Gophers for not wearing the gold uniforms on the gold outs. So.
Well, that's rippable. I mean, you have a gold
or black uniforms on the black out, whatever it was.
No, it was, you were right. They wore maroon.
No, yeah, no, it was a gold out, and our team didn't wear gold. I
so
stamped
we
that.
We can't. Our uniforms are very nice, but we can't win. Whenever we wear.
No, that's my point. We should be bitching about. Sorry, didn't mean to swear.
Uh oh.
I know.
You're
I don't
fine
think
on the podcast. Oh, 30 minutes. I don't know about what.
We're fine on the radio. We should be complaining that we have a head coach that absolutely doesn't know how to coach a game. Now is he still? I still stand
but
by.
I think to your point, why are we then asking about jerseys? Because I think PJ is a great program builder and.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, which is fine. And if he puts good people around him, like, it'll work, and it's worked okay at Minnesota. And I think it would work okay at a lot of places.
Yep, fine.
He's got to do some – he's got to get some hires right for it to work, but whatever. Like, the floor is there. But then why are we sitting here after a Week 3 win? But by the way, they wore the jerseys in Week 3 loss. And by the way, they wore the jerseys in a Week 2 win. So we've not
– I don't get it.
Lost. Now, we lost on the road to a ranked team with a top 5 pick. Fine. But, like, there were a lot of things that did not go well in that game. And we're asking about the jerseys from a week ago? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that was my point. Shouldn't we can be complaining that the guy can't coach?
Totally. I completely agree with you.
It doesn't matter. He's going to Michigan State, so.
You
that
think so?
He was one of the candidates floated. I think The Athletic wrote an article of potentials.
Also,
because they almost hired him when they hired.
I'm not sure that job's any better than ours. I'm not saying it's worse, but I don't know if that's any better than.
There was a reason they said it. I think they just had more. I think they just could pay him more money. Maybe I think it was all it came down to. Excuse me. Came down to.
Well,
okay.
But if they're Michigan State, why do you give the guy 7 days to prove he's not guilty? Like if you think he did it, then fire him. There's something weird going on.
Well, there's $100 million on the line because that's what they signed him to. So they're trying to say that it's with cause, so they don't have to pay him. But
And they don't have a cause. But if they had a cause, they would just fire him already.
Why am I not?
That's
on the article.
That whole thing is weird. Like he dated the lady, but then It's weird. I don't know. I'm not saying he's guilty or innocent. I just it's
no. I'm not saying what
it's a weird.
I'm not defending him by any means, but why aren't they just firing him? They have a. Do you have a cause? If they have a cause, fire him.
Oh, they have some. I think Michigan State, which of all schools shouldn't have this, gives you the right to. They tell you that they're firing you, and then you have 7 days to tell them why they can't or shouldn't.
I don't think they had that when they're past issues, but.
Apparently not. No.
It's a Michigan. You're telling me that's a Michigan State rule?
I think so. I'm not kidding.
I don't think they had that stipulation when they're past issues with the same allegation. So.
Yeah, you would hope that doesn't apply to everything, you know.
No, I No, yeah, I don't know.
I found the article, but why won't it let me?
I still say I'm not. Maybe if they could pay him more, but. I think this
apparently rumors that he was like interested in the job when they hired Tucker originally, but like at the time it was maybe a step up because Michigan State was
they're worse angry. Now than we are.
Exactly. Now I don't think it's much of a I think at the time here it is. Word it just says word is the Spartans have some interest in Fleck, blah 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 blah. He has a good job in the Big Ten, but it's worth noting that MSU is a program that has reached the college football playoff before, so it wouldn't shock us if he'd consider it. That is true. That's kind of what I'm saying. They at once were good, much closer to 2020. Now that they've kind of fallen off, I think it's probably
no different. I mean, I think Fleck has built, to Drew's point exactly, he's built something, a good program. But I can tell you what, if we played Michigan State, I wouldn't worry about getting out coached. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, but.
Yeah, whatever. The black jersey thing made no sense to me. And I will say, actually, PJ, he gives very good responses to a lot of things. Although I think a lot of times it's like he doesn't really say anything when it's game wise, to our point. The jersey thing he actually gave, I thought, a very thoughtful response.
Yeah.
We haven't changed the colors. We're not changing the mascot. We haven't changed the rouser. No. Like. It's not a. He goes, if you gave me uniforms from the 60s, I'd wear them. If you gave me a new set every week, I would wear them. And he brought it back to like the players like it, like it. It's good for engagement, social media, you know, revenue for the program. He was like, it's not about like, oh, we're gonna start wearing black instead of gold.
No,
he actually gave, I thought, a very thoughtful answer.
Incredibly
stupid question.
I'll defend him on that. All right, there's one random thing. Remember,
how did we get there?
Because I wanted to ask about the contract. I didn't totally understand it. But.
I still don't really understand it. Out of all the things that he's done, like questioning his loyalty to history and tradition is like just stupid. I'm sorry to whatever reporter asked that question, but it's stupid.
Right. No, I agree.
Anything else off the beaten path we want to discuss? We got about 20-ish minutes left in the show. We do probably need to acknowledge
Sam's got
that finally.
That's what I was gonna say.
The Rock has returned, sort of.
Oh, that's that a kind. Go ahead, Sam.
I was gonna say just a quick comment. I think I have watched The Rock's comeback, the entrance, maybe 40 times because that is the biggest pop I think I've ever heard in my entire life. I think it was bigger than CM Punk's in Chicago coming back AEW.
That might happen.
That thing was insane with like 10,000 fans.
That's the thing. It was like not anywhere that big.
It was the
crowd because the McAfee pop was not, you could hear a pin drop. And then all of a sudden it was like they were saving their voices for The Rock.
So here's the thing. That's a big controversy too because not wrestling fans, of course, but people in the entertainment world are a little ticked off at Cena and Rock because, you know, the only reason they're back is because they have nothing else to do because of the strike in Hollywood. And I'm like, these guys have another why can't they go do something else?
Right.
They're going to honor your strike and not do what got them famous.
Right. It'd be like asking like a guy who's also a comedian not to go do stand up.
Right.
Same thing. Like, should Adam Sandler not go do stand-up comedy?
Just I agree.
An actor or a writer's strike? He's writing his own jokes.
Right. I mean.
The WWE, now for better or for worse, the WWE writers are not, you know, whatever it is, SAG-AFTRA and SAG-AFTRA and whatever writers, like, maybe they should be, but that's neither here nor there.
No, I, it's,
So Sam, you're 40 out of 103 million?
I probably am close.
I watched 40. It a bunch.
I will say it was on my timeline from a lot of people that I didn't know, like, it was from everybody, whether you, big, small, not at all wrestling fans.
Didn't he set some sort of, like, download, or I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, 103 million, like Drew said.
Some sort of crazy record, yeah. I was working the football game, and I'm getting all these texts.
Like, the viewing record.
Yeah, most
viewed social media video of all time or something like that.
I'm getting texts from people, why aren't you watching The Rock? Why are you doing? I'm like, I taped it, don't worry. I had a hunch he might show up.
Once he was in Denver with McAfee,
yeah, it was,
and I made the connection in my head that it was in Denver, that SmackDown was in Denver, I was kind of like, maybe. And then I was like, oh, probably. Why would he? Like, why? And then McAfee showed up, and I was like, oh, I bet he's about to. Like, then if you bridged all of that, it was kind of clear, but not until McAfee himself came out on SmackDown, really.
But how about the fact that you had The Rock and Cena on the same show?
That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured out the perfect scenario how you get. You want to hear my wrestling mind? How you get CM Punk? How you get CM Punk to the WWE? I don't know when you exactly.
He already said 2 months.
Can I? I don't know if you want him anymore. But tell how.
Here's what I do. I think this is brilliant.
It probably is. You're pretty good at wrestling, I think.
I get Triple H on Busted Open show or something on the radio on a Monday, and they ask him about it, and he's like, you know, we haven't even talked to him. He's not getting in one of our rings till we're not letting him in a ring, you know, unless we talk to him and sign a contract and blah 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 blah, and just say, you know, he doesn't even like us, blah blah blah. That night, what's her name, Samantha Irving, is in the, and then they say Triple H has a huge announcement. Triple H will be kicking off Monday Night Raw with a huge announcement. Not about CM Punk. Triple H is in the ring. Or no, Samantha Irving, the announcer, is in the ring. She starts to announce Triple A, and CM Punk comes out of the crowd, takes a mask off, and jumps in the ring and grabs the microphone. Okay, you with me? He's in the ring. Yeah,
you haven't done any groundbreaking yet.
No music. Well, no music or anything. He just came in like he's taking the show over. Triple H goes to the ring and says, no, we're not doing this. I can't let you say anything. You're not signed to a contract. If you want to come in the back, we can discuss this. That's fine. And then he makes some sort of announcement, so it doesn't look like it was all of a sham. But previously, they have moved that week's NXT to Wednesday night. You with me so far?
This has been pretty easy to follow so far.
Okay. The Triple H says, I'll meet you back in the ring. They go to the back, and throughout the show, they show the Triple H's door, and it's locked, and CM Punk, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the night, Triple H goes to the ring and calls CM Punk out and says, listen, we've had a long talk. You know what I have to offer you. If you want to accept it, then you meet me at NXT Wednesday night and let me know. They'll bury AEW. It'll be huge for NXT. It'll get people talking. Thoughts? And it looks like he just stormed the ring. It looks like he just stormed the ring and it wasn't like preset.
Yeah, I mean this as a compliment. I had higher hopes for what you're coming up with.
Really?
But that's pretty good. I like the spin of having him on NXT to draw the viewers away from AEW, and he would totally do that for sure.
But you also have to have it look like it wasn't like he just stormed the ring and said, I need to say something. And Triple H is like, I'm not letting you say anything in this ring. You could go back to where you came from. Last time you did the pipe bomb, it wasn't good. We need to chat first. I think it's so it sounds, it almost seems like CM Punk just showed up there what does sound like it. And they had no
You're
idea.
You're taking
it was
it back
coming.
To like the Monday Night Wars.
Yes.
Day, where people
yes.
just showed up.
Yes. I think CM Punk would work. I think they got to do it, to be honest.
I think he would work, but they have to be very careful of who he works with.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's obviously he's gonna have to eat a little crow. But I think it's, I don't know. I think that could be the beginning of the end for AEW because he could bury them.
He could. Although, but the thing is, he'd have to stay on NXT because people will stop watching as soon as he leaves.
But I mean, he could go to both. He could do both. He could just, that could be his one night. He could pick a fight with someone in NXT. I mean,
my point is, if he really, he could bury AEW for one night, but as soon as he's not, then consistently
well, I don't have
on
a,
people
yeah.
will.
Well, no, I understand that. But
he's also not going to come back to work in NXT. He's going to come back to wrestle Cody Rhodes or whoever.
No, I get that.
I'll tell you what, the Cody Rhodes CM Punk story would be an interesting one. It could tell a good story there.
Even Kevin Owens and CM Punk.
Yeah, I just meant the ex AEW.
Oh, right,
Cody Rhodes. I built it like
I was in. I was a vice president.
Got too big for me. I left. Blah blah. You know, and blah,
no,
blah,
the
blah,
best
blah.
Thing ever would CM Punk steals the title from Roman Reigns, and then the long term Cody Rhodes gets it back from CM Punk. That promo would be between those two would be insane.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mean to cut the wrestling talk off, but I may have to.
I just thought it was brilliant.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. I think you're a very good wrestling.
I should go into the wrestling.
I'm not
going to
say writer, but I think story. What's the booker? That's the word I'm looking for.
Maybe I'll start my own wrestling promotion.
Yeah, you've been watching a documentary on it. Give it a shot. Maybe call Al Snow a call.
I watched the whole thing. But anyways. What a fantasy football. I mean, it's what a disaster.
Can we talk regular football shortly?
Oh, yeah.
Does Cincinnati have a problem?
Can I retract my Super Bowl prediction?
I don't think Cincinnati has a problem because I think they're just way too good.
Well, the quarterback can't walk. That's a problem.
Well, if that's a thing, then I guess that could be.
By the way, I have some slight breaking news.
Yep.
Turning down the ticket seems to have been a good idea. I just checked in, said hello, hi, on my way home. The Yankees are no good. The score is 7-1. Don't mean to I told you so, but I'm with Sam. I mean, it really comes down to Burrow's health at the end of the day.
Well, and for some reason, Burrow always sucks in week one and two, and for some reason, he always sucks against the Browns. I hate to break it to you, but I don't think he'll be playing the Browns in the playoffs.
They might play the Ravens.
He could play the Ravens, but I mean, hopefully he gets healthy by then. But they have to get there. If he's not healthy, he may not be able to lead them there.
I still think they're too good, but I don't know.
No, I just the AFC doesn't have a lot, especially now with the Jets issues. I just think by default they'll end up. Even if they're slightly over 500, they'll get in, you know, like Indianapolis, Tennessee, Houston, Denver, Vegas. Like there's so many teams that have just absolutely no shot in the AFC. Like in my mind, there's no way it's not Miami, Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Kansas City, and LA at the end. Like I don't see any teams better than those seven.
Well, I think
I don't even think Baltimore is that good.
I don't either, but I don't know who would be better, you know? Tennessee's clearly cooked.
Lamar Jackson chokes in the play. He's never played well in the postseason, so I don't care about him.
I'm just solely talking about getting there, because Burrow is the guy that once you're there, he's got the talent to take.
Well, if Burrow makes the playoffs, look out.
That's what I meant. Yeah, exactly what I mean. And I don't see how they do.
The Brock Purdy thing is just remarkable. I mean,
well, he didn't play that well this week. The team's just so good, and I stand by. I think Shanahan's I think Shanahan's the best coach in the league.
I mean, if the 49ers traded that pick for Kirk Cousins, they would have a Super Bowl.
That's probably true, actually. Yeah, because
I don't know.
Purdy was like 17-25 for 200 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. McCaffrey had 6 yards of carry.
You said something. You said the no picks thing. That's the problem with Cousins. I know he's on pace to have the greatest year in the history of quarterbacks. But he is going to throw picks. He is going to fumble the ball, and he can't move. And Purdy's not going to do any of that.
I'm going to push back slightly that genuinely think I think he's being pushed, and I think rightfully so, given the state of our team around him, to be more aggressive than he's ever been. And I think that's resulting in the slight increase in picks. He really doesn't throw that many, but he has this year before.
Well,
he
fumbles.
He's also not getting helped out that much either.
Yeah, they have the best offensive lines in the league. They run, to Sam's point, 6 yards a carry. McCaffrey.
I think there's a reason he's on the for the most part never won big games. I don't think it's a coincidence, but whatever.
I mean, last Thursday really you can't even start to blame him.
No, I'm not totally blaming him, but I do think he has a little bit of choke in him.
And even last playoff game against the Giants, you can't really blame him.
Until the end, you could.
Well, I just don't think he's ever been on a very good team.
No,
if the Niners had him, he has a super, at least one Super Bowl.
They might have the Super Bowl with this guy. This guy's not bad.
I just think as the year progresses, more tape on this guy, it's only getting worse.
Like, let's put it this way. If the Vikings had Brock Purdy, we would have 3 wins. With Kirk Cousins, we'll probably have 6 or 7. If the Niners had Brock Purdy, Niners having Brock Purdy makes them look so good.
Brock,
because how good their defense is and how good their
exactly
offense
my point.
Is without.
That's exactly my point. Brock Purdy's not going to make mistakes. Cousins is. That's why the 49ers don't need Cousins. That's exactly my point. I agree that.
But I don't think
Purdy would make mistakes on a team like the Vikings where he needs to play well and needs to do a lot.
I still think Cousins will make the mistakes. I'm not a fan of Cousins.
I just don't think Purdy's shtick works on a team that can't run and can't.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I don't. I think Cousins is who he is, and I think he'll have some spectacular games with them. But I think he will make the mistake if he won't.
I don't know if I'd go as far to say they'd have a Super Bowl with Cousins, but I think he, there's no doubt in my mind he can help them possibly. Like, he helps them more than Purdy. I get your point too, Dad. I mean, no one's
perfect. I don't.
I mean, all these guys make dumb mistakes sometimes, but like, at some point you need your quarterback to make a play in a big spot. And I don't think Purdy really, after a full, you know, handful of games where teams know what he's up to, is going to be able to do that when it comes down.
No, and he's shown that.
Well,
his 2 games of this year, they've scored 30 points. He's only thrown for 206 and 220 yards and 2 touchdowns. Like, it's the most pedestrian stat lines you've ever seen, and they somehow put up 30 points because Shanahan is a genius, and he has Debo's not even their best receiver anymore. Well, he's hurt. I guess Ayuk might be hurt, but Ayuk's had a better season so far. I mean, it's ridiculous. Kittle's
Debo just wants to run the ball. I don't know what his problem is.
By the way, and Debo ran the ball for 7.5 yards. Like that's the point. That's my point with the Niners. On top of that, the defense is incredible. Like, I get what you're saying, Dad. I think San Francisco is so good. You could plop anybody in there, Cousins included, but I do think Cousins would elevate them to a point.
So why don't the Vikings want Cousins?
They might.
They don't.
I agree with you in the sense of he has to have the perfect situation around him. The reality is San Francisco is probably the perfect situation given everything else. The Vikings don't have the perfect situation, so you don't necessarily, that's not the guy you really want to build around unless you think you can build that perfect situation. By the time they would even have the chance, whether I can do it or not is a different story, but by the time they would even have that chance, he's going to be 3-4 years older. And at that point, now you're relying on a 37-year-old Kirk Cousins. So at some point you need to reset. I think all three of us would agree on that. I think we're moving there. Switch to fantasy, because we got like 3 to 4 minutes. Sorry, unless you had a last.
No, we need a new GM. I'm going to leave it there.
Like I said, whether or not we could even do it is a different discussion we don't have time for. But the reality is,
his draft was a disaster last year, and this year was whatever.
Okay. Do we hand it to Sam for fantasy?
Well, I mean.
Well, this will be a good segue. No GM or management is worse than the Chicago Bears. What coach calls, this is getting into my bad beat, what coach calls the same exact play 3 plays in a row? And what quarterback, one, allows that to happen? and two, throws a pick six, the worst pick six me I've ever seen in my life was the Justin Fields' pick six to cause me to lose my plus nine teaser Chicago Bears for like $200, but that's no big deal. I mean,
well, when are we going to just say state the facts that Ohio State quarterbacks are not pro quarterbacks?
Stroud's looked good.
Really? Has he?
Yeah, he's got like crazy numbers.
Okay.
And they were down four offensive line starters this week.
Yeah, so I guess, well, we'll see.
Name a guy that he's throwing to.
Adam Thielen.
No, that's Bryce Young. That's Alabama. Let's talk about the Texans. CJ Stroud's on the Texans.
Oh, I can because I have him on fantasy. Nico Collins.
Fair enough. All right.
He's awesome.
In two games, he's thrown for 626 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. 64% completion percentage. It's pretty good. That's CJ Stroud, Ohio State.
He can take his
deep. Bryce Young.
Justin Fields put up good numbers in his year one.
He ran for a
thousand. Wait, I want to go back to the multiple play thing. I saw that on Twitter, Sam. Was it literally three times in a row and the third time was the pick six?
Yeah, so the first play was it was the same formation and it was a false start or something where it was blown dead before he could throw it. The second one, they did complete it for like 15 yards, and then it was called back for holding or something. And then the third one was the pick six.
So none of them worked. It's not like running the same play three times where it worked. Well,
the second one worked for a first down or something, but it was called back as a holding or block in the back or one of those.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, they also needed 90 yards, and they called a halfback screen. So
from their own end zone.
Yeah. So that organization is in more shambles than the Vikings.
Well, and you'd want to talk about failure to build around a quarterback. I mean.
And a failure to have Justin Jefferson, the fact that he has more receiving yards than any Bears player in franchise history is absurd.
That was insane. Which obviously that's not Justin Fields' fault, but that was a wild statistic.
And sadly, Jefferson will be gone.
But on the fantasy, yeah, I have Nick Chubb, who's out for the year, Cooper Kupp, who's probably out for the year, Deontay Johnson, who's out for the year, Jacoby Myers, who's out, Kenneth Gainwell, who's out. That's just in one league. But if we go to my other league, I have Austin Eckler, who's dead, Christian Watson, who's actually dead, Cam Akers, who was a healthy scratch 5 minutes before the game started. Thank you, Sean McVay, for that. Brandon Cooks, who was dead. And Jacoby Myers again. I think I can stop there, probably.
I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better, Sam, but Drew, I have in one league, I have the four best running backs you could have. I have McCaffrey, Pollard, Aaron Jones, who might be dead, and then the dude from Tampa. And I guarantee you, and I'm 2-0, of course.
Tampa?
Yeah, White, Rachid White.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. You couldn't have four better running backs, and I guarantee when we took.
I did not think those are the four names you were going to say.
No, those are four studs. Let me tell you something. Next time we talk, they'll all be out too, I guarantee it. That's the problem with fantasy football.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you're telling me Rashad White is one of the four best running backs you could have.
With who's left in fantasy? Yeah. Guy scores.
He's 17th. He's PRK 17.
Well, that's all right.
And there's only one guy ahead of him hurt, and it's Nick Chubb.
Well, he's the fourth one.
My point is, I thought you were going to be like, I have McCaffrey.
Pollard.
And Bijan and Pollard and like
Aaron Jones Kenneth was a Walker stud till he got hurt.
Yeah, no, that was fair. Rashad White.
Rashad White's the starter and did very well last week.
Listen, you led that commentary with I have four best running backs you could have. I said four of,
and considering they're all the other ones are hurt, I think I'll stand by it.
This is also
one. You have one of the ones.
Help me. Why did I drop Kareem Hunt in two leagues?
We told you that.
In the league, we have a similar. In the league, we're in the same, Dad. Please don't pick him back up because I'm dropping Nick Chubb for him. And that there's literally no other running back that I could pick up but Kareem Hunt. I don't know how.
Well, but, I'm in first place, you would get to him before I would.
That's a low blow. But
That's a fact. You don't have more points.
I needed five guys to outscore one guy.
Yeah. No, I'm making a quarterback change. I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't even know his name. Who's the quarterback from Washington? I'm picking him up.
Sam Howell. Who's your actual quarterback?
Well, the guy I drafted to be my number one quarterback is Watson. I think his career is over.
Oh, I think so too.
So, yeah, and I have, but I luckily that. I have Jared Goff, the best quarterback in the NFL right now, on the best team. So, but I'm gonna pick up.
They just lost to Tampa.
It wasn't his fault. He had a huge game. I'm talking fantasy wise. No.
No, well, he's the best team in the NFL. But yeah, okay, fair enough. No. He's only got four touchdowns and like 500 something yards.
He's done well.
He's done well.
Newsflash to the NFLPA and the RBPA. There's a reason teams don't sign you for $50 million in multi-years. It's because you get injured before the season even starts. No, and when it does start, you get injured by week two.
It is sort of funny how all that happened, and then exactly what every person in NFL management said, like, is why they don't sign. To your exact point, like, it went and happened to like five guys, like off
the bat. And Dalvin Cook, you're not getting $12 million because you're just not that good.
Tell you what, if nothing else, I think we can all collectively agree, Kwesi pulled the plug on that group of guys at the right time. Something Spielman was never willing to do. And he went and got, and he admitted he was wrong with the offensive line stuff, and he went and got somebody. So he's at least open to admitting when it's time,
which I don't think he could ever say. He could have got this guy three games ago.
He was hurt. I don't think he would have been able to play week one.
Oh, he was hurt?
He was hurt. That's why he wasn't signed anywhere in the first place. He was never going to play week one. He visited the team like 8 weeks ago. And then I guess before week two, it's like, well, we have 4 days. Is he really going to come in and play? But there's also salary cap implications. They had to restructure O'Neal, as Sam said last week. So who knows? We got a minute or two left. Any specific games of the week, Sam? I assume you already know the slate front and back, given you'll be in Vegas. Any games, players, things like that worth looking out for this weekend?
Me specifically?
Anybody,
Well, the Sunday starts with the North London Derby, by the way. That's 6 a.m. I'm going to have to be up for.
It's 6 a.m. It's got to be like 4 a.m. there.
No, it's 6 a.m. here.
Yeah, okay. That's 9 here. That makes sense.
Unless Vegas is on Mountain Time. I don't think they are, though.
No, you're on the same time as Vegas.
As Youngmin's son says, you don't want to play us right now. So we're playing Big Ange Ball.
What?
That's their coach.
Oh.
There will be a game, by the way, there will be a game at like 3 in the morning if you find yourself, which I imagine will still awake at 3 in the morning.
I am.
No, I meant for Sam in Vegas.
Oh.
Like, they're, I assume, at least. Where's the fixtures? Let me see if I can find one for you here.
Other than that, though, there's actually not that many good Sunday games. There's so many big
spots. Well, there's two games on Monday. There's two games on Monday again.
Oh, the North London Derby's Sunday.
Yeah. I'll be back here. I'll be back in San Francisco on Monday. But Sunday,
there are no early games actually this weekend. They all start at 9 or 10. There's not like sometimes there's 7 a.m. games here, which for you are
4. So. The slate, honestly, football not that good. A lot of double-digit favorites, but the Packers are going to destroy the Saints. I'm waiting for that to come out as like a pick-em.
It's minus two. Open at minus two.
Packers might not be that bad.
And then,
I don't know. I think Love's going to be incredibly inconsistent. I think it's just going to be a matter of which Jordan Love you get on a given day.
Oh, and the Wild are playing Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If it's a preseason, preseason and postseason, they lose every game. So definitely bet against the Wild. Regular season, they seem to figure it out for a little bit.
Minus 12.5 against the Bears. That is sad.
I think
Seattle at home has to beat Carolina by a touchdown. They're favored by 5.5.
I'm not sure how you could bet on the on a team like Seattle. That would be
in Seattle against Carolina.
It's Seattle. I think the Bears will cover. What do you think of that?
12.5.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot of points, to be fair. There is some weird stat, though, that, like, Mahomes doesn't cover when it's close. Like, if it's under a touchdown, I think he, like, almost never covers. And if
they
it's
like, actually not, like, always don't, covered. They don't have a very good team.
The Chiefs? No, it's bad. It's, no, in fact, not almost, I would say bad. Besides, well, Mahomes.
Travis Kelce is thinking about it. He's moving on to better things.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and then what, in a year there'll be a song about him, so.
Yeah, there'll be. Maybe if he's lucky, might not get a year.
I feel like that's the pattern. They're the same age.
Patriots Jets is early contender for worst game of the year, now that I'm looking at it.
I think the Jets, I think this is actually, first of all, we said it before, and then I know we got to move on. Biggest mistake the Jets made was keeping Wilson around. They should have got rid of him before. Yeah. Because then they have themselves to blame when they pretend like this guy is good. But I don't think I don't think the Jets were going to be as good as anyone thought. Anyways, I think their defense is overrated. I said that before. It's a very overrated defense.
Yeah, well, and I think on top of that, when your offense is going to generate no, like, there's going to be no sustained drives at all. Like, they're going to be on the field 80% of the time, which isn't going to help. But, like, this Patriots Jets game is going to be like 10-6.
Bill Belichick, I'll say it for the 1,000,000th time, and most overrated coach.
The two guys are going to get, Mac Jones and Zach Wilson might get sacked a combined 14 times.
He has missed the play. He has, I don't know that he's ever gone to the playoffs without Tom Brady.
Didn't they last year? Coach?
Did they? There's some weird stat where he's had like 11 losing seasons without Brady or something.
I mean, you're not wrong. I feel like
he's done. I mean, it's clearly all Brady. 100% was all Brady.
Tampa's as much proof as anything.
Right.
He showed up in Tampa and.
No, he's Belichick's just overrated.
But 2 years ago, 2021, they were 10-7.
Oh, congratulations. All right. Is that it?
I'll tell you what I think my lock of the week is. I love Miami -6.5 against Denver.
That was the easiest money I ever made on Monday. I'm hot on the Miami train.
How is Miami not going to the Super Bowl?
I still think their defense is suspect. And they played a team as cursed as we are, and then the Patriots. So I don't think they've really played. They haven't done anything super impressive yet. They also went to LA, so it's basically a home game. But they have a relatively easy schedule, so they're gonna probably get a bye if Tua can remember what they.
How does LA have two football teams when no one there cares about either one of them?
It is so sad. Looking at their stadium, and it was all 49ers fans.
Every team that goes in there, doesn't matter which team, is all. I don't understand how the NFL. It's embarrassing.
It is pretty embarrassing.
They put two teams somewhere that are not interested whatsoever in football. They didn't have it for all those years, and no one really complained.
It is pretty bad. I mean, they can't even really do anything about it. The city just doesn't care. They're not going. They've built that stadium, so they're not going to relocate them.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I just kind of like the. Assuming Anthony Richardson plays.
Oh, my God. He has to. I have him.
I like the Colts-Ravens over as well, 44.5. The Ravens have put up some points, and the Colts will too. Okay, I think that's all I got. You can send us home, Dad.
All right, well, this has been another edition of Apples to Apples right here on WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio. Stay tuned for a repeat episode of the hottest radio show on the planet, Connor's Corner. Right now.
Yeah.